This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Final hour of Ben and Woods on a Thursday. Coming up at 8:35, our friend Brett Boone.
Booney!
Will be with us. It's been too long, but of course, he's been busy.
Podcasting.
And television appearances.
Like a madman.
Just, he's embracing his new member of the media lifestyle.
He's embracing his new member.
Of the media lifestyle.
Of the media lifestyle. Is it a new member? Is it an old friend?
Can't believe how high I am.
That was so good. One of my favorite. I'm so high right now. Did you get it, Paulie?
He's pulling. Got that one. Yeah. Because I did a pull up and I was.
Yeah, I can't believe how high.
High
I
off
am.
The ground.
Yep.
Literally. Whatever you say, Ben.
Yep.
Literally.
Okay.
Yeah, good. You want to just get started on our tier one tour?
I love the tier one.
We've got a musical intro, so I got to wait for this music to end. So we can get the next music to start.
Hit it!
Woods calls segments like these low-hanging fruit. Kind of peel back the curtain a little bit. It's fine.
You weren't supposed to say that.
That's fine. It's fine. Because I actually love the low-hanging fruit.
And doing an hour on greatest achievements that we saw from a tweet?
Not? I don't know.
No one in the world loves low-hanging fruit more than Ben Higgins. The Lollipop Guild doesn't like low-hanging fruit more than you. Like, if we could do a day of power rankings, Mount Rushmores, projections, and things like that, you would be all about it. You love this stuff.
You, on the other hand,
I fight it with every tooth and nail.
You want that last apple on the highest branch.
100%.
If we could do something improvisational comedy sketch here, something avant-garde, you're going to go for like, we're not going to be able to pull that off. Woods, what are you talking about? Let's talk sports. Let's just, let's preview the baseball season here.
We're doing it.
So I love that you actually came up with this one, the tier one tour of teams in Major League Baseball. I've actually enjoyed this a lot.
I have
because
too.
It kills two birds with one stone. I want to know more about these teams. Get ready for the season. I hate when opening day shows up and I'm watching highlights and I go,
"Who?
Oh, I forgot he was on the. He's on this team now. What happened?" It's like now I feel like I'm going to be ready for opening day, and hopefully all of our tier one listeners will be as well. We start into the American League East. We're on day four now. Yesterday was the Toronto Blue Jays. Today it is the New York Yankees. And Woodsy, even though they finished behind the Tampa Bay Rays, well behind the Rays last season, the Yankees seem to be everybody's pick right now in the American League to basically go to the World Series.
I've seen it. I've read it. I still don't get it. I still don't understand.
Where do you feel like then the Yankees are deficient? They went 33-27 last year.
Yep.
Made the playoffs. This year, though, at least the metrics, FanGraphs projects the Yankees to have the highest scoring offense in all of Major League Baseball. And their pitching staff is projected to lead the AL in run prevention. That's a good combination. Score a lot of runs, don't give up a lot of runs. Should translate into a lot of victories this year, Woods.
I don't see it.
You don't?
I just don't see it. I don't see it out of the starting rotation. I don't see it out of the bullpen, really. They have some guys in... All right, let's start with the rotation. Obviously, they have one of the best pitchers in baseball leading it off. Pitching every fifth day, Gerrit Cole. Very high-priced talent, but very, very good pitcher. Very great, great pitcher. After him, Ben, it's literally four question marks. It's four question marks, as it has been for the Yankees the last few years. They've managed to get it done with guys like Jay Happ and you know, other guys in the mix. But after Gerrit Cole, Corey Kluber, Jameson Taillon, Jordan Montgomery, and Davey Garcia, who is a young pitcher. Dude, that when I look at that starting five, I like the Padres starting five way better.
I do too.
Way better.
I'm just saying
way
that
better.
The metrics say that whatever they've put together, leading off with Gerrit Cole, and yes, health is going to be a huge factor for the Yankees.
Well,
they've had trouble staying healthy.
There's no team that's been more banged up than them the last 5 years, and they feel cursed.
Guys like Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Gerrit Cole, I mean, if they suffer injuries and miss big chunks of time, well, this isn't the Yankees team then that people are forecasting for 2021. But if they do stay healthy, that's a really good team.
If they stay healthy.
A really great ace and other guys who have the potential to, you know, Corey Kluber bounces back. I mean, that's a devastating 1-2 punch potentially.
Jameson Taillon is he's another good.
He's
a good pickup, and I think he's going to fit in well there. I think he's going to be a good pitcher for them. But around the horn, Benny, you got Gary Sanchez, who just you thought Austin Hedges drove you crazy, Padre fan of the past. Try being a fan of Gary Sanchez, who hit 50 bombs in his rookie year, was one
what's
of the most.
What's the friction? There's a lot of friction between Gary Sanchez and the Yankees. Just kind of in general, whether it's the coaching
he's
staff
not a,
or the
he's
front
not a,
office.
Not a bad dude.
Yeah,
He's got the lazy tag gets put on him. He's kind of sloppy behind the plate sometimes. When unharnessed, when on a hot streak, is one of the top five hitters in baseball. He can hit anything, anytime. But when he goes cold, he goes ice cold. I mean, he is so volatile, you know, up and down. The temperature goes up, goes down.
Is he lazy, or is that a
false narrative? I don't think so. I think it's one of those narratives. I think it's like the Manning
thing. He says, you know, he doesn't love some of the coaching and instruction that he's gotten from the coaches.
Yeah.
So, you know, coaches will always say, well, we're coaching him up. He's not listening. He's lazy. He's not working. And he's going, you're doing the wrong kind of coaching
right.
for me. I'm ready to go. You're not helping me with what you're telling me. So it's kind of a he said sort of situation with Gary Sanchez.
You feel, though, that this is probably his last shot to have a year. Now, I'm not kidding you when I say this. If healthy and if right, he could be an MVP. He's that good and when he wants to be and when it happens. I'm not kidding. You go around the horn, you got Luke Voit at first, who's just great. Just a great dude, fan favorite, mashes the baseball. Not great defensively. You got DJ LeMahieu, one of the best hitters in baseball, playing second base. Going to be full-time at second base now. Gio Urshela, who is an absolute steal and a find by Brian Cashman. One of those Brad Hand types, right? Just off the scrap heap, if you will.
Gleyber Torres
is top, you know, top prospect for a couple of years. He's struggling moving over to short. I honestly thought they would go get Lindor and move Gleyber over to second because that's where he was much better. The outfield looks pretty good. You got Clint Frazier, who has now earned himself into left field, going to be the full-time left fielder. Aaron Hicks in center is a good player. Aaron Judge is just a guy, like, you can't hate him. He's so fun to watch when he's healthy, and he's a freak. He has a good arm. He's fast. He can play the outfield really, really well. And, of course, few guys hit the ball as
Brett
hard
Gardner's
as,
back for depth.
Gardy's back for depth.
His, what, 14th season?
He's just forever a Yankee. And then Giancarlo Stanton, man. I mean, love Giancarlo. Guy gets hurt when the wind blows. It's unfortunate. And so they're, again, talking about how they're all in the best shape of their lives. They were doing yoga in the offseason instead of heavy weightlifting. But, yeah, Benny, obviously that lineup is pretty nasty.
You're
when it's
worried
all ready.
About the bullpen. Character-wise, it's very sketchy.
Character-wise, it's very
Chapman,
sketchy.
Domingo Herman. But if they manage to, you know, keep everyone from not getting suspended and stuff, they are got some nasty arms back there.
Yeah, they just picked up Darren O'Day, who's, I think, 50 years old, but he still throws underhand, essentially. They got Justin Wilson for nothing, lefty. He used to be with them. And then they've got, you know, closing out games, Aroldis Chapman. Zach Britton's still been a really good player. Chad Green is very, very solid as well. So, look, they're going to be good. They're going to be good, but I just, when I look at that rotation, sure, on paper, 5 years ago with Corey Kluber, you feel great about it. You feel great about it. But Jordan Montgomery, Davey Garcia is coming into his own, but it's just, there's a lot of question marks.
I think they've got a really good manager, and I'm not only saying that because his brother is coming on our show in 20 minutes at the bottom of the hour, but I think Aaron Boone really does have the pulse of his players. He's affected.
I like
good
Boone
players
a lot.
Manager. Yep. I like Boone, what he's done. And they have the secret weapon, of course, in the third base coach's box.
My guys are Phil savages Nevin.
Phil,
in the box.
Phil Nevin, coaching third.
The greatest third base coach of all time, I think. He is, what a natural fit. And he's always in guys' faces, too. It's great. It's great. Nev, he was on Brett Boone's podcast as well. That's one I need to go back and listen to.
That allows Boone, the manager, to not necessarily have to be the heavy all the time because he's got Nevin.
Nevin has no problem being the heavy from what I hear from my people that know them pretty well.
He didn't as a player either, but trust us. We remember him in San Diego before you got here.
Yep.
Phil Nevin was always willing to speak his mind.
I love that.
In the Padres clubhouse.
God, I love that.
He was willing to speak his mind from second base, looking up into the GM's box at Kevin Towers. So when Petco Park opened, it was a terrible park for hitters. I mean, it's still a pitcher's park, but it was, the fences were farther, the winds were stronger coming inwards because there weren't so many buildings out there kind of protecting it, and there was just, it was so hard to hit a home run. And Nevin, you know, had good oppo power, couldn't get one out anymore at Petco Park. He hit one so far, like 420 into the, like the gap that went off the wall. It would have been a home run in every other ballpark. Gets to second base, just stares like daggers up into the GM's box, going, "What are you doing to me? You're killing me.
You're killing this team.
My career. You're killing all of us here. This is awful."
God, that's so great. But yeah, man. I mean, look, I'll tell you, Benny. It's 2009's the last championship. That's a long time before. I know it sounds ridiculous, but that, you know, they expect a lot out of that organization. They spend a lot of money to get there. You know, Booney needs to win one here in the next couple of years, my man.
Tomorrow on the Tier 1 Tour, we will wrap up the American League East with the defending American League champions, the Tampa Bay Rays, but not necessarily favored to repeat after the moves of the offseason.
Yeah, I would say that that one's going to be slightly depressing if you're a Rays fan.
So we will continue on, and by the end of the run, we will get to opening day, and we'll have covered all of Major League Baseball for you.
Indeed.
That is the Tier 1 Tour. All right, coming up, we've got a little real or fake to play. If you'd like to be our contestant, qualify to win our grand prize, get away to Las Vegas, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Plus, I have homework tonight, if you missed it earlier.
Yep, you do.
I don't always do my homework.
No, not always.
I feel some pressure.
Well, we gave you 2.5 years to do your homework, so this one is actually on you.
I've waited until
it was August of 2018.
August 2018. I've waited until the last minute, and now, because of what is coming up on the show tomorrow, if you haven't heard, we'll let you know coming up next what it is. I now really have to get to that tonight.
Yes, you do.
I shouldn't have saved it because I've got to work tonight.
Yeah, you really screwed the pooch on this one, buddy.
Might have to stay up really late. Who knows what's going to go on. So, all right, Real or Fake coming up next, 833-288-0973. It's Ben and Woods. Let's check traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.